Yeah, it was a show. It was good. It was good. It was a fun show.
It was a good run.
And I have the run of show here. No, that was fun. The frog butts. That's
frog
fun.
Butts. It's gonna be a good clip. I know so many people.
The
with
little
that
joys.
Body
the little joys of the animal kingdom. Ooh.
Excuse me.
And we good to go? Yeah. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Make a wish.
Oh.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, there it is. All right.
I ain't never heard of it.
Hmm?
1, 2, 3, 4, and 11, 11.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4 is my favorite time.
Same.
Because that is just like, I just love that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one makes me smile all the time.
Do you
time.
See your birth date often?
Like, I do.
I see mine a lot.
I see mine all the time.
That's the one I care about.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever seen 307. I don't think I've ever seen
you
it.
Probably haven't
I've never even thought
I've
about
even
that.
I've never even thought about looking at it.
Yeah, 902? Wait.
Yeah, I see mine a lot.
Wait, you do month and day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, month
no
and day.
Year?
Yeah, no
How
year.
How would you do
then
that?
What time would it be?
88 o'clock.
No, I always
It's 1289.
818 always comes up.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Okay, I got something to look forward to.
I know,
guys.
Right? I might catch it today.
Tonight.
I'm
just, let me set an alarm
okay,
at 901.
I'm going to mix these two together.
That's going to manufacture it.
No, you can't set an alarm. You got to catch it.
I can still catch it, though, because I'm catching. Okay, watch this.
Setting an alarm isn't you catching it.
No, you can't.
No, watch
the
this.
The universe has to do
you
it.
You can't
not-
catch it a minute before then start looking for it.
Right.
No, watch this.
Anything you set is wrong.
8:55. I'm going to be like, what do I have to do? And then I'm gonna be like, it's gonna set in my subconscious.
So
then I'm gonna catch it at 9:02.
It's gonna be 9:03.
No.
Why can't you set yourself up to catch something?
Not to catch something like, that's supposed to be organic. It's specifically supposed to be organic. That's the magic of it. What is it? Is it glitter or is it?
It's probably the cocoa butter.
Is it cocoa butter?
What you said?
Wait a minute. Are we rolling?
I don't think it's that.
Is it rolling?
Yeah, we are rolling.
If it was.
What you heard is probably what you heard.
No, it was. It was.
Definitely. Yeah, Vanessa was.
But
absolutely.
I don't think I would see cum and be like, hey, here we go.
Yeah.
I'd be like, is that cum?
You don't know.
If you don't know it's cum, though, you might be like,
oh my God, that's cum.
I did say I just woke up. You might have thought it was a little drool or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I ain't sucked dick in a minute.
That's hilarious. I did say I just woke up. It's going to be a little cum on there.
Yeah.
What?
Man.
Sucking dick? How else?
You just wait for it.
You find it?
No.
Yeah. Yes, that's what happens.
Money
just,
shot.
You just
huh?
Money shot.
I had no money shot. There's been no cum on my face.
Pull out and on the face.
Oh yeah, but that's still
there's
from
been
a
no
penis.
Cum on my face.
Yeah, but is that not just? It's not solely from here, is what you were saying. It doesn't have to
be
solely from here.
That's like how is it?
It's still kind of the same thing, right?
It could be. You could be titty banging and they miss. You could be
miss. There's no way to miss when you're titty banging.
Nah, when you're titty banging, like your aim is off. If you try to like,
what's the aim?
It's supposed to go.
You keep it between the titties. Like you try to aim.
I thought it was just supposed to happen.
Nah, it's supposed to be like you're in a fighter. You're in a fighter ship. You control it with the titties.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna ask this.
That's
kind of
cool.
What's the farthest you've been like, whoa, I didn't know it was gonna go that far, and it like launched.
Mine stopped shooting.
I've been using condoms.
Like,
you talking to people in their fours.
In their fours?
I've jacked off and it landed on my balls. It ain't really.
He said 40s. He's not getting no distance.
Oh, is that the sling?
Yeah, in your fours. It's the 40s.
I'm in my threes.
Yes, you're in your threes.
That's kind of cool.
So here ain't shot out since 96.
My nut gets delivered. You have to sign for my nut.
If you're downstairs in the. Downstairs in the parcel, you get a parcel pending code.
Not in the parcel pending box.
It be in the UPS envelope.
It's in a smile box.
You open it and look at that. Oh, that was unnecessary.
Can
that
you
was
sign
three
for this?
Days ago. I've been waiting on this.
That's crazy.
If it fits, it ships.
That's funny. Damn, I don't.
It
watch.
Is less now than I got my vasectomy. I feel like.
Oh my God,
it's gotta less. Be.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot less, but it's definitely.
You were
less.
Nerfed. The velocity was nerfed.
Vasectomy put a silencer on it.
You know, I haven't watched myself come in so long. It be in condoms. So I might do a little you know how like
research
kids be having the little line for their height. I'm gonna stand in one spot and I'm gonna mark.
Now you gotta put it on her
how
back.
How far? Huh?
You gotta put it on her Ooh. Back and then just put lines each time.
So if it goes above her head, that's like out of bounds.
You getting there.
Nah, if you go above the head, you need to be signed up on somebody's it. Team. You need to be on, I don't know what sport that is.
That sounds like that yeah. sounds like Top mm-hmm. Golf. Yeah. You know how like there's different aims and yes. then if you go real far, it's just white.
So you should just yeah. put a chart on her back.
That's fire. Why is that not on Amazon? He's a back
gonna,
chart?
He's gonna make a reel a year later. Every day for a year, I charted.
This shit's gonna be like the back fucking board. Olympics.
Here's the thing, though. We can't do it. We gotta get some white guys to be the front line. And
white guys?
I'm telling you. No, I'm saying like they have to be the face of this competition.
No. I don't want to be the face of this competition. That's crazy.
I'm saying like, okay, like to catch on?
I think that we should be the first ones to do it.
You don't want to be the face of a nut competition.
Yeah, we the first. They steal it.
It'll still be copied. It'll still be stolen. Mm-hmm. But at least we get the back end credit. That's like, you know, like 20 years from now in a text, like a textbook, be like, you know, a black person.
Yeah.
You know, like how peanut butter. They be talking about peanut butter. Like, you know, a black person made that up.
Before. And also, I think that it's. I mean, we would have to do different categories. Like, we would have to have different ethnicities. Because if it's black dude gets the Asian, then it's too.
See, you already talking about it going global.
It's going global.
I'm just talking about.
Oh, this
for
is
me.
Going global. Yeah.
I wanna a 3-pointer shot. I wanna know if it's 2 points. I wanna know if it hit the
Are you gonna put a key? You gonna put a key on
her
back?
I think I'm gonna put a key on the back.
You gotta put like where you were standing. It was like an X.
Oh, yeah, like yeah.
That
oh,
different
yes,
level.
Ski ball would be great.
Yep.
That's what it could be. And
is the hair? Is the
skeet skeet ball.
Skeet ball.
Hey, we there are fucking workshopping the
We're
fuck
cooking.
Out of this. We're cooking.
We are cooking
skeet
right
ball.
Now.
Skeet ball is great. Hair is 100 points.
Hair.
If you hit the hair.
Oh, if you
and
hit
the
hair.
The headboard is what? The 500?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's win. 1500. That's a win. That's
but then if it dribbled just down they ass crack, then you negative 100.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
so wait,
that's just a dribble
out. Are they like
this?
It's
negative point.
Is the back level or is it arched? Huh? Like, is the back level or is the back, like, inclined?
No.
Better be arched.
No, it was arched.
I'm not
going to
sacrifice
there,
the whole experience
like,
for this.
No, I'm saying you pull out.
You pull
and
out,
does
she go flat. She got
to
go flat.
Oh, got you.
Like a real ski ball, like... So it has
but
to be.
But all arches aren't created equal.
That's
so
what I'm saying. Like she, so like she's on all fours. Is she like sitting up a little bit, like inclined, or is she staying like?
I think
this?
It don't matter. I think it's all about distance.
Right. Okay.
She should be doing her thing regardless.
Okay.
She needs to
Let
do
her
the arch,
do her. You worry about
or else the pull out bus ain't gonna happen. You know. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. the arch needs to be there, but I'll
the arches,
have the little
and then
markers.
As soon as he pulled out, then she gotta go.
I mean, and the distance is different depending on the length of the manhood. You
and
know
I,
what I'm saying? Some people have to go
and her hair
than others.
Because if you fucking with Pocahontas.
There's a lot of math here.
Yeah. Are you standing
but we're not
up?
We're worried
about that. Are you standing on your knees?
We're not standing up. We're in bed.
Now we're
no,
poking
I'm talking
all
about
the
guy. I'm talking about the guy. Is he going to like.
Everybody's
stay on
in
knees?
The bed.
Everybody's
in
the bed.
Control. Missionary position.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's
like
more personal. Because now it's like. Circle on the belly button, circle on the chest,
right.
Circle
you
on the face, circle above.
But then you can't show, like you could show somebody's back.
Yeah.
But then you can't show the face. You show the face, you got the titties
oh,
out
I
and all of that.
This was personal research.
Oh, I thought y'all said y'all was like, this was going to catch on.
Yeah.
Like, people
I was thinking
it.
About like putting the system like on Amazon and then you can apply it. You know,
as you
like,
see fit?
Yeah. I wasn't gonna take pictures of it. Like,
I feel like niggas gonna take pictures.
Yeah,
they're
gonna take pictures.
They definitely gonna take pictures. They just gonna do it from the back.
And I feel like in missionary
right.
is harder because all fronts are not created equal.
I mean,
so
both are
titties
porn.
Titties could get in the way.
The jizz Olympics.
The jizz Olympics. That'd be. I like the skee ball thing.
Skeet,
then it's
skeet,
like
skeet.
Tickets come out of her ass at the end. Like. I want a ring.
Wow. It's always
I want
one
a SpongeBob
step
watch.
Too far.
I want a sticky hand.
Have we started?
That means you didn't do shit.
Pencil toppings?
Pencil toppers. Yeah. That's the saddest thing that they have in there.
Yo.
Because that's most likely what you're going to leave
Digga.
With.
What's up, like, everybody? I'm to hear more.
Magic Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You scared. We got a very, very amazing guest right here, ladies and gentlemen, back on the show. No stranger to you guys. Amazing comedian, amazing writer. She runs Writer's Room. She also has an amazing series right now on Instagram where she's making drinks, different drinks every week. Make sure you check it out right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Vanessa Gredick back in the house.
Edible glitter.
The edible glitter.
She's about to do some freaky stuff.
Yes, I am.
I thought it was just for the drinks.
Well, so wait, you incorporate the edible, I almost said multi-purpose. Mm-hmm. You incorporate the glitter in your drinks.
Well, I've just got the glitter today. So we about to start. I've just been doing, I used to bartend all through college, and it's just a skill set that I've had. And I also drink
a lot.
Copious amounts.
Copious?
Copious. It's not a little, you guys.
But a lot of people don't know. Like, there's so many ingredients you just have around your house that could be a really good drink. So I was like, may as well. Throw it up there.
This is like throw
home
it together.
Bartender, yeah, throw it together. Together, sorry, because there are so many shows where it's like home bartenders, and they're getting dry ice and
muddling,
dehydrated hibiscus, and don't nobody got time for that. The only people that got that shit in their garden is hippie. The rest of us,
who made this drink, which is passion fruit and pineapple
from the
and
garden,
the vodka. Yeah. She has a vodka plant. She's growing vodka.
But on your show, you're like, shit, mustard.
Yeah, whatever the hell is in there.
Throw it in there.
Or when people come to your house, like, hell, hippie came and brought some sherry. Nobody drinks sherry, but I had to find a drink that it could go.
Sounds like a woman.
It's yes, yes, it is.
We were cooking with it.
Sherry.
We were cooking. It's a cooking wine.
Were y'all watching Frasier while y'all were cooking with sherry?
Frasier's awesome. Like, don't
I love Frasier.
Yeah,
I love Frasier. Not the reboot, though. That reboot was hard.
Oh, I didn't know there was a reboot.
I didn't watch the reboot.
I didn't watch the original.
Yeah, the original was great. Yes. Fast-paced comedy, yes. Very quick-witted, very funny, well-written.
A lot of black people like Frasier, so I believe
a lot
that.
Of things. He's behind Girlfriends.
Girlfriends,
yeah,
a lot
yeah.
of stuff. Kelsey Grammer financed
a lot of
black stuff.
He had holding deals, and he gave a lot of opportunities to black shows through his holding deals that he had with these networks.
Okay.
But the old Frasier still holds. Same with, what else did they just reboot, and I'm mad about it? Night Court.
They rebooted that?
They did.
It's in like this fourth season.
What?
Yeah.
And it still has John Larroquette in it, right?
I tried to
in
watch the
out.
First. I just tried to watch the reboot of it. I'm shout out to Sydney Castillo. I'm taking Sydney's writing class, like how to write scripts. And he gave me $1,000. That's just my nigga. I always support my niggas when they got that shit going on.
It's an in-person class or online?
Online class. But he gave me a list of shows to watch, and I don't know if he said it with Night Court, but when I looked up good shows to watch, like Night Court was one of
the original.
Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. Marshall Warfield. Yeah.
It's a scripted thing, or it's like a court TV.
No,
it's
scripted.
It's a thing. Scripted. Yeah, it's a sitcom.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a sitcom.
It's comedy.
Marshall Warfield's one of the people. Patrick, how could you never have heard of?
This came out late '80s. Yeah, he's in his threes.
I've never heard of this show.
This was playing late '80s, '90s. Wasn't it?
That's crazy. This is think. Like
I've never even seen these people.
And I watched the pilot.
Yeah, me too.
It's amazing. I still laughed out
it's
loud.
It's so, you know what? It's crazy because now I don't know if it's being a comic or just doing humor. Like I see the jokes coming a mile.
Yeah,
away.
Of course.
I'm mal. Oh damn!
It ended in '92. It started in '84.
So I didn't really watch it. I was watching syndication.
Yeah. I think I remember some of them.
I was in high school.
So we was watching reruns.
Really?
No, it ended in '92.
Yeah, ended in '92.
So I okay.
These type of shows be making it seem like it's fun to be in law. I don't think it's fun to be like a lawyer.
Have you watched the new Matlock?
I heard it's amazing.
Matlock.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's good. It's good.
I like that.
Who is he?
Kathy Bates. Is that Kathy
Kathy
Bates?
Yes.
Kathy Bates. But it's also Sky Marshall. No, Sky. What's her name? The black chick, the lead black chick.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know her name.
This is the. Wait, that's Matlock?
Yeah. That's the new Matlock. The old Matlock, it looks just like her, but with a penis.
Ain't that that the person who could make anything?
Huh?
They can
no,
like.
That's MacGyver, baby.
Okay, yeah.
Praise God. It's all right.
That's his little young heart.
Just let him use you. Just let him use you. You just let the grown-ups talk for a little bit.
I think that was just
the
ignorance thing.
Kathy Bates has been in some fun
stuff. Oh, my God.
She was in the show Disjointed with Tone Bell.
Yeah. And she also was in American Horror Story. Kathy Bates is
Sky Marshall.
Yeah.
I actually just watched, I was in a hotel, and you know, you just watch whatever come up on the hotel thing. And
Misery came on, and I rewatched it.
Yeah, that was one of her first ones, wasn't it?
And I'm still, I still jumped when she broke his little ankles. Mm-hmm. I was like, and I knew it was coming.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That was okay. That was probably a weird tab.
What's a fun theme song? Ooh,
boom boom.
I said, yeah, that's gonna be the song. Damn, and I'ma slow it down. Okay. And I'ma slow it. So as I do the intro, I'ma slow it down to like a trap beat. Okay?
I do ad libs.
Okay, that's fine. Then get ready to kill it. I'ma slow it down. It's gonna be a Migos feel, Pat.
Okay.
We just gonna make this work. All right. We missed the last episode's open the song. We're gonna make sure we kill it on this one right here. So let's get it going. All right.
Okay, we got some sitcom ad libs. Do that again. Hey,
did I do that?
Hey, yes, you did. Look, it's a rare condition this day and age to be in the good.
Did I do that?
Hey, it's a new sheriff. I hate all these new tariffs. Hey,
did I do that?
Everything costs too much.
You voted look at me.
Oh, okay. The album's aren't really supposed to interrupt the performer, but that's okay. Let's go.
Did I do that? Bump, bump.
I just short. Pulled up in your bitch house watching Night Court. Damn. Internet, you hella scary. I'm about to watch old shows like House on the Prairie. Hey. Matlock came through with my fat cop.
Did I do that?
Yes, I did. Y'all niggas got some cheese. Came through with my homie Chris.
Go home, Steve. Bump.
Hey. I was done after fat cock. I was like, well, this is over. I tried
my
best.
Did you ask Steve? And I have to find it. Did you see the, it was on the interwebs where it said that Carl Winslow was actually in all the universes, starting with Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Die Hard.
To Die Hard.
Then
to Family Matters.
And they said Family Matters is actually a dream and it's his reality that he created in his brain.
Because he's in like a mental institution.
Mental institution after.
I'm sorry. What?
It's so awesome.
But also,
it's
why do we care? Like, what? I don't understand.
But
that.
When you look at it, it was like, because he was a cop in all of them.
That's just an explanation for a nigga being typecasted. You can't pull multiverse.
Pigeon hell like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
That man, no.
Fire,
you can
fire.
Say it about that Hector dude, that Hispanic dude who's Hector.
Always a gang member.
He's always a gang member named Hector. You might as well do a conspiracy theory about a multiverse
see
with
him.
Him
as a cop, a security guard, a hall monitor. They would not give him a positive role to save his life. He was in the Batman as a gang member.
That's crazy.
He was in something.
He
no,
was,
pull
yes,
it up.
He was. He was Vice. He was Vice in something. What's
that would name? Be the dream. That would be the,
pull it up.
The dream
what's
part.
Cue it
in
up.
His mind.
What's his name? Oh, I
can't. Hector. Just put Hector the gangster. Guarantee you he pops up.
Yeah, he was like a Vice cop in something.
There he is.
Okay. Yeah,
his
Noel.
His name's Noel?
Noel. Okay.
This whole time.
All right, let's see. Noel.
Y'all
typecasted
him.
IMDb.
Look at that. It says Hector Rolls before she even.
Oh, wow.
Police chief in Bleach?
You ain't going to tell.
Oh, in CSI Miami.
You ain't going to tell us. We wrong.
Hold on now. Pull it up. I need to see it, though. I need to see it.
That's crazy.
I never knew.
That means in the meeting, he was like, oh, shit. In the meeting, he was like, I'm always a gangster. Let's flip it on him. Yeah, he was in Training Day.
Yeah, he was in the Training Day. He was like when they was about to shoot Jake.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had your shit pushed in?
Y'all are hilarious.
Yeah, I had my shit pushed
and in.
And
in his contract, he has to have the same goatee in every role.
And no hair.
Is he arresting somebody here?
I mean,
yeah, that's in Batman.
That'd be a crazy hug.
But no, that's when they pushed him. He was pushing him out on the ice in that movie right there. I literally just watched that yesterday. That was in the Bane episode. I mean, Bane movie.
Bane.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm. Dark Knight
I mean,
Rises.
I could say this because we're talking about Carl Winslow. Sometimes you look at a nigga and you're like, yeah, he's typecasted. Like, I could see him mainly being cast as a gangster the same way that Carl Winslow, he looked like a cop.
I mean,
a cop face.
Yeah.
I did put a lot of vodka in that.
I just hit the cup.
The conspiracy is, you want, go ahead and say it, Vanessa. You remember it? Like,
oh,
short
no,
form.
I don't remember.
Okay,
it
in short form, he was in Ghostbusters. He hears the Twinkie theory from one of the guys from Ghostbusters.
Yes.
He's in Die Hard. He comes up a little bit in the thing. He talks about Twinkies a lot in Die Hard.
Yes, he does.
And he gets that from the Ghostbusters guys. Mm-hmm. And he talks about having a wife. He has to get home to Bruce Willis's character, but he doesn't have a ring on. So
it never really happened.
Right. So he's just kind of like, he never really did get married. He accidentally kills a kid.
Yep.
In that movie. And then at the end, he does something heroic, but the chief or someone else takes the
credit.
The credit for it. So then we move on to now he's in a mental institution. In his mind is he's
perfect,
a cop
family.
Again. The perfect family. Everything's wonderful. You can go from here because I'm sure you remember the rest.
Because then the Did I Do That from Steve Urkel is his mind being like going back to the trauma of killing the little
boy.
This
is deep.
Yeah. Mm. So the one thing that keeps bothering him as a kid around the same
age
as
the boy
the kid
he killed.
And
Urkel's the ghost of the
and it's haunting him, and everything that goes wrong is because of this kid.
Yes.
And his catchphrase is, did I do that?
Okay.
And
I like this.
And he keeps saying, he's like, get out of here, I just want to live a happy life, get out of here, get out of here, get out of here. That's why he's always trying to put him out.
Why did Urkel turn sexy then in his dream?
Listen, because they wanted another season.
Well, you talk about poking holes.
Yeah, there's a lot of other things. Perfect Strangers.
Are you looking at pictures of yourself?
Family Matters is the spinoff of Perfect Strangers, where he was there where the wife was.
That's the only one I'm not sure about. Yeah. But why don't we think that this is a prequel? Like, why don't we think that this was his life in those other things, and then by the time we get to Die Hard, he has a wife at home that divorced him. That's what I'm saying. He didn't have a ring because maybe it was a prequel. Yeah.
But these are the order of everything that happened. Ghostbusters was first, Die Hard was second.
Family Matters was well after. Ghostbusters was early, like not early.
Oh,
but
Family Matters
was
after Die Hard?
Yeah.
Yes.
Die Hard was way before.
Was Die Hard in the 90s? Or was it an 80s movie?
That might have been the 80s. Like in the 80s.
John McClane is a hella 80s action star. Mm. You're right.
Bruce Willis was hella 80s.
That's 80s, but.
That nigga has a boring imagination for a mental patient, though.
He created his perfect life.
Yeah, but no, he has Urkel.
No, in your brain, he created his perfect life. Urkel is the trauma that comes in and keeps being like, you're not perfect. You're not perfect. Yeah.
Right, but if I was insane in a institute, my imagination would be popping. I would have powers. It would more look like... That's what I'm saying. It would look more like the Harry Potter series than Family Matters.
But
just me going to work and coming home.
But the trauma is usually you're missing something. It's a trauma from not having. And it's a trauma from like traumatic events.
Snape.
So you want to have
Snape,
the
Slytherin.
Perfect life.
Yeah, that's my trauma. That's how I would incorporate it. Not just some random kid.
You get bullied by adults. And
after I come home from work all day? What kind of fucking weird imagination is that? I work a 9-to-5, then come home and get bothered by the kid I killed. When I can make the kid I killed,
that's the
like
guilt. That's the guilt. He can't escape the guilt.
Right.
That might have drove him crazy.
And if you can control your mind, you wouldn't be in the asylum in the first place.
I just saw this video.
You cannot control
your
intrusive thoughts.
Who is schizophrenic, right? And he hallucinates. He sees people sometimes. And he has a dog, and the dog is trained to greet people as soon as the dog sees some people.
Oh,
so
yes,
the guy was talking to the dog. I forgot to say the dog's name is Barbie. Barbie greet. And if the dog keeps looking at him and doesn't bark and doesn't greet the person, then
he knows not a person.
It's a hallucination that he's seeing, and it's he's having a schizophrenic.
What if the dog's a hallucination?
That's crazy.
You are a villain.
That breaks the whole theory. He's just talking to nothing.
Hey, Barbie, I majored in psychology. I have questions. Like, I have
which
a
means
master's
all
degree.
The all the guests were real.
Questions.
So all the guests were real, but the dog was fake. So he'd be like, Barbie greet. Oh, he's not there.
And he's like, dude, do you want the fucking pizza or not?
I don't know what your deal is.
Keep talking to an imaginary midget dog. I don't know what the fuck greet means. Bro. Like,
Barbie is
so
Uber Eats at my house or not?
spiders can eat every human. Let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about this shit right now.
I'm into it.
Spiders could theoretically eat every human on Earth if they work together. Scientists have calculated that all spiders on Earth consume between 400 and 800 million tons of prey each year, mostly insects. In comparison, the total mass of all humans is about 350 million tons. So, if every spider worked together and chose to eat humans instead of insects, they could theoretically consume all humanity in under a year, which is theoretically scary as fuck to think about. But also, we have flamethrowers, spiders. So mind your fucking six.
Also, okay? I feel like we would notice if all the spiders were talking to each other. Yeah, yeah. They don't have internet. They would just it would just be a fucking big ass clump of spiders, and we'd be like,
you see, you're like, what are y'all doing? Oh, shit, get out, get out.
Listen, now y'all sound like the whites, because theoretically, if we all work together, we could win an election.
This is, that's my main thing with this. This shows how white people think. Because what the fuck is this? Like, spiders won't all work. All the spiders in the world would never work together. That makes no fucking sense.
They got
sense.
Little security headsets.
But
they would eat the smaller spiders, too. You go to a meeting and you hungry. It's like, fuck, I didn't get a chance.
It's like, fuck.
I just eat this nigga.
Right.
He was taking notes. Now he's taking
The spiders are like, shit, I eat spiders,
not
though.
The secretary
you just ate the sergeant of arms. But like, now
spiders.
It's total chaos. Nobody's following Robert rules of order. It's just fucking chaos in this meeting. Nobody's raising hands. Wait, which hand am I supposed to raise again? Is it seven or six? Which one? It's chaos.
That's why Black Lives Matter.
They eat the one spider that can talk to humans, like Charlotte. It's like, well, all right, this plant is shot. This shows me just how white people think, because this makes no sense, but I know they're worried about the masses turning on them. These are slavery stats. They knew. Damn, if all these niggas would just like talk to each other, they could
overthrow us. It'd be over.
I want us to go back and read the article and just insert nigga everywhere. It says spiders.
Scientists have calculated that if all the niggas on Earth consume between 400 and 800 million tons
of chicken
each year, mostly Popeyes, in comparison, the total mass of all white is about 217 million tons. So if every nigga worked together and chose to eat
whites
instead of chicken, they could theoretically consume all other whites in under a year.
If we chose to eat whites instead of chicken, y'all niggas is
you
done with.
You unseasoned bastards. You understand
it's
me?
It's over with. Sorry.
Speaking of dinner.
That was literally the worst time she could have came in here.
Speaking of dinner. Nom, 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 nom.
I am crying real tears. This is so stupid.
That would be a meteoric uprise. Today is Wednesday. If that was the decision today, shit would be different by next Sunday.
Listen. If we started doing that, everybody would be playing that sound bite. Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. This is a pack of black people walking down the street with lorries and Tony Satchel.
What's the word, Tony's what?
Saturace? I don't know. It ain't in my house, but I got Lars.
It's going to be a Don Julio and Cracker Barrel collab next.
You see six black people walking down the street with aprons and
a bucket.
With actual tongs. Like, yeah.
Fried human
legs. Come on out here, man. We just want to talk to you. Ain't nobody going to jump you.
You want a leg or a thigh?
Oh, my God. Crab boys. Oh, that is the highlight of my day.
I saw a thing that said they had maybe underestimated the amount of people that are in this on Earth, because they were underestimating the amount of people who lived in rural areas. So they were counting like, oh, you know, maybe
cities?
It's 100 people there. No, rural. The urban would
no,
be
I'm
the
saying
cities.
They were only counting cities.
No, they were
no,
counting.
They were under.
The, they were
underestimating how many people were out
they were
in
saying,
the sticks.
Oh, maybe there's 100 people in the country, but maybe there's 500
Instead
people
of,
out there.
Because they didn't count the bitches in their basement.
That's what I'm saying. They only counted.
They didn't count the captives.
They counted everything.
They underestimated the rural areas. So like it might be 500 people there, but they're like, we don't know exactly how many people here. They're not voting. They're not doing the fucking
off the grid.
Yeah.
So those would be the people that would save us from the spiders.
No.
Nah, them motherfuckers are too busy fucking each
other.
They
eating each other.
They would help the spiders.
That's the Hills Have Eyes. They didn't count them, or the mole people.
Damn. The Hills Have Eyes have, that's like based on a real story, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Shit.
That was a fun little time right there, man. That was a fun little time, man. And speaking of fun little times, fellas, listen, you know why I'm here? You know why I'm here to give you the updates, okay? First of all, the homies over at Blue Chew want you bricked up like a building. You understand?
Okay.
That's what they told me. This is what they put in the car. We won't stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. That is their mission. Okay, now everyone can use an extra hand, and with Blue Chew, you get an extra leg. They are wild as hell on this copy, all right? But I like it. I respect it, mainly because I love when a product does exactly what they advertise, all right? Blue Chew will get you harder than a 2x4 in the winter taking a math test. Harder than keeping eye contact at Hooters. I don't know why they gave all of these, man. Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options at BlueChew.com. And we got a special deal for you. Listen, we've been fans of Blue Chew for a very long time. Very, very, very long time. And we ain't gonna sit up here and tell you something that ain't gonna happen. If it ain't gonna happen, I ain't gonna promote it like that. But we got a special deal for you. All of our listeners, try your first month free of Blue Chew when you use the promo code DIYS. All you do is pay $5 for shipping. That promo code is DIYS. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast, and we thank them for, we thank y'all for checking them out. Fellas, listen, before we go, I just want to let you know, Blue Chew, man, be ready when she's ready. Get your first month for free. Just a few clicks away. Everything is done online. That's the great thing about Blue Chew. You consult with one of the licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they ship directly to your house in an unmarked box, very discreet. Ain't nobody going to be in your business. You ain't got to go make an extra trip to the pharmacy, nothing like that. Listen, fellas, get in on this. Free month. Use that promo code DIYS. All right, head over to BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And again, we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah.
Man, it's been certain words that have been escaping me.
They've been whooping your ass.
Man, the last episode, Theory, I was doing conspiracy theory, and I could not find Theory to save my life. I was like, and a lot of conspiracy.
It went to the center.
Listen,
we all had those words.
Sometimes we had those days. You know what I mean?
I was about to try to say it, but I don't think I got it.
Say it.
Specificity.
Specificity.
Yeah,
you
that.
Were right. You were
yeah,
correct.
Yeah, fucking me up every time, and I can say it. I can speak. I done learned. I learned.
How you say good. Specificity?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Specificity. I could do it.
That's because she just said it. You couldn't just
can
say
you
it.
Say,
off your head.
Do you do it?
Can you say
specificity?
What's the word when something is familiar?
Familiar.
No.
Familiarity.
Yeah, that won't be getting
familiar.
Me sometimes.
It's the familiar.
And the naivety.
Naivete.
What's that?
When you're naive.
When you're naive.
Naivete. It's not naive.
Naivete.
Yeah. Like you would say, yeah, I'm naive. They're naive. But when you're using
what?
They're naive. But
right.
When you're using it in the. The sense of
someone demonstrated naivete.
Yeah, that right there. Great job.
Yeah, you know,
thank you, friend. Appreciate
it. School.
You would never need that word.
You would be surprised.
He was being naive.
You could do that. But if you're doing a report and you're saying like, would show this picture, people or when presented with this information, people displayed a large amount of naivete. Mm-hmm. You like if you're presenting something or you're describing something or presenting facts,
court documents.
Also, if you want to shit on somebody.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to shit on somebody. Yeah, that is one of the
it,
words.
You just make it.
That's one of the words,
shit
man.
Words. What's this Yellowstone thing?
Oh, look.
You talking about the place?
Yes.
I've been there.
Yellowstone Park.
I'm uh-huh. scared.
I've seen it on Yellowstone,
Zone
the TV
of
show.
The Yellowstone. There's a what?
Yellowstone, the TV show.
Yes.
Starring the great Kevin Costner.
Yeah. I keep trying to watch it, but everywhere I try to watch it, you got to pay for it. I'm like, I'm not paying for this show, but I heard it's so
fucking
good.
Just talk to me, baby.
Okay, we'll talk at the right. The Zone of Death. It's a 50-square-mile area in which the Idaho section of Yellowstone National Park, in which, as a result of a reported loophole in the Constitution of the United States, a person may be able to theoretically avoid conviction for any major crime up to and including murder. Mm. So you could just stay in the death zone, never come out, and you can never be arrested?
I wonder if that's... Okay, y'all haven't seen it. But for the people who haven't been under a rock, they call
Girl, fuck
it...
you.
Well, I'm in a relationship. The train station, like when they would kill people on Yellowstone, they would take them to a train station. It's a place they had to, they were in Montana and they had to drive far to get to it. I wonder if that's the train station because they never worried about it. They dumped a lot of bodies mm-hmm. at the train station, mm-hmm. but I never knew there was a real place out there.
The zone of death. So I'll give you a little bit more detail. The loophole is in the state of Idaho, you have to have. To be tried for something that happened in a jurisdiction, you have to be tried by people who live within that jurisdiction, within 50 miles or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so because this place is part of Yellowstone National Park, nobody lives there. And so if something did happen there, you can't prosecute them because the laws in which you're supposed to prosecute someone, you can't meet those criteria.
They don't apply.
What about other national parks that are big?
Well, it's just the state of Idaho has this law. Montana, if you do, because you see Yellowstone goes across into Montana, too, but Montana doesn't have that law.
Oh, that tiny,
there's that cross section.
Mm-hmm. And that's where Yellowstone crosses over into Idaho. Idaho is the one who has this law.
So if you want to kill somebody, you just have to lure them very, very deep into the wilderness.
Well, in the show, they just put them in a truck, and then they take them out there. They're alive when they get there, and then they go on a cliff. And pop them in the back of the head, and then they fall.
Oh, so you kidnap
cliff.
Them? Oh, that makes way more sense than luring.
Yeah, you just
because kidnap, you're already murdering.
Well, some of them they said, "Hey, I know you want to leave the, I know you want to leave the ranch, so I'll take you to the train station." That's how they used to always say, "Like, I'm sorry, I just couldn't handle
it's
the work
in transit."
But they've seen too much, so they can't really leave. But these people don't know where the train station is, and then they get there, they're like, "I thought there were gonna be trains." Boop, and then they fall.
Pink.
Yeah, there's actually a thing
that's
I saw about at state parks. There's like way more dead bodies than people realize because there's a lot of stuff happening at these national
and
parks.
And I don't think that the park rangers be looking like that. They probably just be chilling. They got a check to
they're
just walk around.
And fires.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make sure ain't no fires going
and
on.
And now they're all fired, so.
Mm. Damn, we fired all the rangers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
From what?
A lot of people got fired
the state
from
park.
The national park.
National park, yeah. Sorry.
Why?
Trump, right?
Because of Trump.
Because of this new administration.
Yeah.
Wait, he has a beef against national parks?
No, that was part of
DEI?
Getting rid of all the
that was
excessive
DEI?
Government employees.
Yes. The excess.
Oh, we had niggas in the parks?
No,
it was just part of getting rid of the excess. They were laying off people no matter. They were laying off probationary people on their probationary periods. Just all kinds of people saying that it was overspending. The government
was just
too bulked up and we needed to slim it down. And they were firing people. And one of the groups of people were rangers in national parks.
Damn.
Oh, that's crazy. So now China said, fuck the IP shit. They are jocking everything that we are making. All of American products is like when you are, if you make a product, you have to make it a little less of lesser quality. If you're making a product that's like something that already exists, that's trademarked and IP is registered and stuff like that. But now they're just like, fuck that. We're gonna do what we want to do. Y'all want to have these crazy tariffs? Fuck it. We're gonna make exactly what y'all make, and we're gonna make it just as good, if not better. And they got the manufacturing power. They got the space and the power to do it. And what you gonna do about it?
So these
what
numbers might go up.
What?
These murder numbers might go up now
what?
That there's not
it's
rangers.
It's going to be crazy.
Listen. I have trouble finding a place to smoke weed in these places. Some rangers be on top of niggas that be, they don't believe we just want to hike. They always think we doing some weird shit. But then you go out into a state park and you see graffiti on a rock and you be like, who the fuck?
Who brought spray paint out here?
Then you get it.
I guarantee you the serial killers are not spray painting the rocks.
It's crazy to me that the dedication that some people have, like putting gang signs and hoods in toilet seats. Like why?
Just in case.
Why are you doing that?
Get banged on while you're shitting.
That building downtown, the two apartment buildings, it's turned into like a national, well, worldly thing where all these graffiti artists are coming.
Yeah.
I don't know how they get up there.
Oh, I do. Okay, so here's what happens.
Oh.
There's multiple entrances. I tried to sneak in there so many times. So the person who fucked it up were those people who jumped off of it. You remember that?
Okay.
Niggas parachuted off of it.
No, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about that shit.
Niggas was going up, and once that there was a professional video with drones and stuff like that, niggas was parachuting off. That's when they were like, all right, for sure. But there, it's a construction site. So All Def used to be across the street from
there. Yeah.
So a bunch of like Chinese billionaires bought it up, and then something happened where they left it alone. So now it's just a construction site, but it still has electricity. So the elevators still work and all that. So there are about 3 entrances, either cut gates or just openings, and they've been wired, and there's police just sitting there now.
Yes, because they had to get rid of, 2,500 squatters?
Oh, people were living in there? Oh, yeah.
They had to come downtown, get rid of the squatters.
Sure.
They had
I'm
to
sure.
get rid of the squatters.
I was going for entertainment.
But I'm talking about, like, the
people. Other homeless niggas, like, take a look around.
I forgot about that.
Right? Yes.
Shelter was probably what it was used for mostly.
Yes, it was squatters in there, and they had to get rid of a lot of them. Because I can see it from my balcony.
Yeah. It's pretty, it's cool, but I mean, it shouldn't be
there. I don't think
they
should ever clean it. Like, if they do actually make it an appropriate habitat for people, I think they should leave that on there. That's part of the allure.
Mm. Oh, if they, you're saying if they change it into actual apartment buildings,
like when people
keep the
move
graffiti?
In, keep the graffiti. Yeah. It's
I think
beautiful.
They scrapped the project, though, because it was getting too costly.
Oh.
So they're just going to leave that shit up until somebody comes up and buys the property.
Which is crazy.
Again, right?
All right,
That's crazy as well.
Makes it very dangerous until then, because it's just.
You could
just
you
a dark
drop hella
corner.
Bodies off of there.
Yep.
Like, do hella drug deals and shit. Like,
well, that's
downtown.
Why they got the police there now. Because it was sitting there for a year and a half without them. They're still there.
I went twice, and both nights there was very, like the Staples Center was very active. Like, there was a full game or something going on. So the police could have been there for that. But if you just went on a random day, I don't know if the police would be there.
I think they still are.
You think?
Yeah.
Why would they be paid to watch an abandoned building, though?
Because so they don't have 2,500 squatters in there again.
A lot of people aren't taking bodies in there and dropping them off there. If you ain't got nobody coming there every day to check shit, like, this is a perfect place to.
I don't think you could drop a body off in there. It's still, you still have to drive in through a very busy intersection. It's like off a flower.
How hard is it to
it's not.
Put a body in like a barrel and just get some orange vests and just walk that shit in there like you part of the crew or something?
Into an abandoned building?
Yes.
What? But if you got those vests on, who gonna question you for
nobody.
Real?
Nobody.
Who driving
be like,
by? Who driving by? Like, hey, man, and y'all supposed to be there? Because I'm not. I don't give a fuck. Once I see that vest, I'm like, don't control. Don't bother me.
You see niggas going into an abandoned building with a vet?
No, like construction. Like, they part of the construction team.
Niggas think of a vest is like invisibility out here.
It's
still
invisible.
Weird.
No, the point is to be invisible.
It looks valid.
Yeah.
It implies validity to it.
I've never.
It looks like a nigga dumping a body, though.
No, it doesn't.
Not to me. Not initially.
Why would somebody be bringing a chemical vat into
the cart, the shit that have cement and stuff in it, the wheelbarrow stuff.
Well, I was talking about like the plastic.
Yeah, you're talking about
the but that's, I mean, shit.
Either one.
It could be that.
It makes sense to be in there.
I don't know. I would feel like that was pretty difficult.
No, it makes sense.
It was hard for me to get out of a car and physically go in there, so bringing a weird thing.
But you also
thing.
Said that it was very busy at that time.
You're right. And it was nighttime.
And you know, being downtown, once the people from Staples go back to Altadena or wherever the fuck they came from, it's a ghost town.
Mm. Downtown?
Yes. In the wee hours, people are scared. I'd be the only one stumbling around trying to get home.
Like, why were you stumbling?
Where I you left leave? The bar.
I was just like, where are you leaving? I was like, okay.
She's a mixologist. She's glittering.
She's doing
her
research.
It'd be me and the homeless people. I'd be like, hey, Larry. And I keep it moving.
You might be right about
the
that.
The screens come down. Downtown turns quiet.
Now
after
that I'm thinking about
time.
it wasn't the wee hours.
Yeah. It's going to be, nobody's going to dump a body at rush hour. That's stupid. But 3 o'clock in the morning, I promise you nobody's over there. But I did hear that downtown is going to extend their last call to 4 a.m.
Oh, wow.
So
just downtown?
That is what I saw.
It's going to make the city that much worse. That's
oh,
crazy.
My God. It's going to
be
crazy.
In
I would
my
not,
house.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to live down there at that point right there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm good.
The last time I took a walk, I saw a dude in diapers. He was in diapers on the staircase, and there was a bunch of pigeons around him, and he was just jerking off.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vibes.
Yeah.
How do you jerk off
this
and
was
keep the diaper on?
2 p.m. Well, what do you mean? He's reaching in there.
Diaper feels tight.
I've never worn one.
You say never wore one.
But I put him on a baby. There's not a whole lot of room in there unless he has a micro penis.
You can't get your hand into a diaper.
Like I think it's
the vigorous motion that you're thinking about.
That's what I'm thinking about. Cause if it
maybe
like think about your regular
maybe he's doing it like this instead of like this. Maybe this is
like think about having on some tighty whities, right? Mm-hmm. If y'all have on some tighty whities and then you get erect and get in there and try and jack off.
Well, the elasticity would give you a little, it has a little give with that elasticity.
But that much give?
Enough.
Not that much.
Enough.
To jack off? You jacked off in tighty whities?
I wasn't judging his strokes.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, if you got to get it how you got to get it. If you're willing to do it outside in public like that, you don't get
fucked. I just have questions.
He could have been fluffing. He could have not been trying to do it until
trying to get
finish.
A chub. Trying to get a chub.
Yeah, he could have been not trying to finish.
Fill up
he
the diaper. Just,
been,
just fill up okay, the diaper you know, real quick.
I just had questions about
passing
logistics.
Just passing the time under the downtown okay. sun.
Right. Yeah, here's the thing, though.
If you ain't seen nobody fucking downtown, you don't live downtown.
Speaking of sports.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, To Hear More. And what we talking about today? What you think we talking about? Come on, man. This is one of the best times of the year, all right? Baseball is still going on, okay? Basketball playoffs is about to kick off. I mean, come on. Summertime is right around a bit. We talking about Prize Picks, people. This ain't the first time you've seen the commercials. This ain't the only podcast you've heard about it on. Listen, Prize Picks is everywhere. But why are they everywhere? Well, because they have millions of members. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. All you have to do is just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. But listen, I ain't just here to just tell you what's going on. I'm going to tell you what I've been doing. Now, y'all know I don't know a whole lot. You know I don't know a whole lot about sports ball. But what I do know is that Prize Picks makes it so easy for me. I mean, even every Tuesday, Prize Picks would discount several projections on the board, usually by 15% to 25%. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And then on Fridays, Friday is Flex Friday, okay? You get to make sure you get to opt in and tap that checkbox. Now, again, y'all know I don't know much about sports ball, but what I do know is the names I keep hearing in the barbershop, okay? So what I'm going to do this week on Prize Picks is I'm going to go Luka, all right, for more than 28 points, and I'm going to go Jason Tatum for more than 8 rebounds. Boom, okay? Boom. More than or less than on at least 2 players. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. It don't get no easier than that. It don't get no easier than that. The basketball playoffs are here, okay? The action's heating up on Prize Picks. It's the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. So don't miss your chance to add to your favorite players from the ice or the Prize Picks lineups, all right? Whether it's in the goals, the points, the hits, take your pick of more than or less than for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash today. And I ain't even get to the best part yet. The best part is sign up today and you'll get $50 instantly when you pay your first $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed, okay? Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday, as I mentioned earlier. And that means each and every Tuesday Prize Pick discount selected player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. What are you waiting on, people? So download the app today and use the code DIYS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that code is DIYS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
Let's get it. I wish I was better at like just playing sports. Like I never was really good at like basketball.
What'd you try?
Same.
Basketball, football.
Both of y'all? What?
Baseball,
smart, athletic.
I played. I remember one time I did the church baseball game, and that ball was coming, and I just did this. Like I had this. It was a ground hit. Boom! And it bounced. That bad boy went right over that glove and landed right in my eye socket.
You didn't have no protection?
No, because I was in the field. I was in the outfield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my stance was immaculate. I was planted. Squatting a little bit,
and
I was
you
ready.
Just need to,
wasn't
high
I just
enough.
Needed to do this. I just needed to do this, right? Hand-eye coordination, not the strongest thing, right? That was the first year. Next year, exact same thing happened, different part.
Why
different
did you
eye.
Keep playing?
Because I didn't. Dodger
dogs.
To, you say what?
Huh?
I'm not with you.
What you say?
Dodger dog.
This was the church.
I'm positive.
Thing. This was
that
the
he
church.
Was not getting Dodger dog.
I'm just saying, if you blow up in baseball, you get probably access to a lot of Dodger dogs. So I could just see that big. Never mind.
Hey, do this.
I could just see that being. That's just my voice
what?
Sometimes.
Nah. You need
when
to
you
clear.
Get signed to a baseball team, you might go for the Dodger dogs. You might get like He might take his salary in Dodger Dogs.
So
5-year deal.
Every 2 weeks. they're bringing a dump trunk full of hot dogs to my house, is what you're telling me. To my tent, because if I get paid in hot dogs, I don't even have a house.
I assume that's a perk for baseball stars.
Do the baseball stars even players have time to go get a Dodger dog?
No,
they get it delivered. The concessions don't go down there.
Why do you think the concessions wouldn't come to them? They're stars.
The Dodger dogs are only good at the Dodger Stadium.
Exactly. I'm just saying, so they would go down
into... But the Danger dogs are good year-round. Those are the ones on the street.
I'm just saying, A-Rod probably had no... I don't know if he was on the Dodgers, but...
Oh, my God. Just stop it.
That was definitely the Yankees.
Just stop it. I will not have a sports conversation with people who are not sports people. Stop it.
I'm just saying, LeBron James probably got all the Dodger dogs during
this
his...
This has got to stop.
Sports ball.
Mark McGwire.
Sammy Sosa.
I know baseball.
Samuel Sosa.
Samuel
I know him,
L.
Babe
Sosa.
Ruth. Yeah, he's an everything he's a actor, about right? Samuel L. Sosa Jackson. Samuel Sosa Jackson.
Matthew McGuire.
McConaughey.
Samuel McGuire. Sosa.
No, he starts saying anything.
I don't know any baseball stars since them. Actually, A-Rod, Derek Jeter.
Isn't Ozzie Smith. Cheese as addicting as a cocaine?
Don't try to change that subject. Talk about baseball with us.
Something.
Talk about baseball with us.
I will not. Now, and I apologize to every man out there who's had a bitch talk to him during the game.
That's what it felt like?
It felt like, so what do they wear? How do they make a field goal?
How do they know which one's on the different team?
Get out of my face, bitch.
A study by the University of Michigan found that cheese can trigger the same brain response as addictive drugs like cocaine.
I believe it.
Eating cheese releases
casomorphins
that bind to the same brain receptors as opioids, triggering feelings of pleasure, comfort, and reward.
Nice.
A study ranked cheese as one of the most addictive foods, second only to pizza,
which has all types of cheese.
Yeah, you hear me? Participants experienced cravings, loss of control, and withdrawal like symptoms when trying to reduce their intake.
Loss of control is crazy.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Yeah. I'd stab somebody with an ink pen or a slice of pizza.
If you could save one cheese
and
all other cheeses disappeared, if you could save one cheese.
Sharp cheddar.
It just has the most, like swag, and it can work with a bunch of stuff.
And it's sharp, so it's nicely dressed.
Mm. Wow.
Not that you said sharp cheddar is casket ready.
I don't know. What would be a close second for you?
I would pick
maybe mozzarella.
Okay. Wow. Jesus.
Stinky ass parmesan.
I would pick like a jack, some sort of.
That was a boring answer.
It's boring because it's the only cheese left. I can only save one.
Mm-hmm.
Jack can be made into so many things. They have like mushroom jack, pepper jack. Jack can be on pizza.
You don't need
second.
Too.
What was that?
You don't
third
need
one?
Yeah, I never heard of mushroom jack.
Jack? Oh my God, they have it at Costco.
And then you said jack,
it's amazing.
Jack can be used so many ways. That third one was like jack. What was jack. The third one?
She just named two.
I named two.
Come on, give
and then
more.
I said Jack could be used in several ways. Monterey Jack.
Monterey.
There's all the
pepper.
Jacks.
Mm.
I don't know the
Colby.
Niggas.
Mushroom.
Colby.
Yes. There's
Colby
some,
Jack.
You can go to Costco and get, they have a wheel of five, and it's different ones. Mushroom is in there. They have a jalapeno Jack. Mm. It's like five different ones. And it's, but you can put it on everything. Cause I don't
so it doesn't have an identity.
No.
That's what you're saying. Jack.
It's like vodka.
Slutty.
Jack just out here just
slutting
just cheesing it up with
yes.
everybody.
It's like vodka and cranberry juice. You saw that where it said cranberry juice will have a baby with anybody?
Mm-hmm. Cran grape.
But you can use it
cran
on everything.
Melon.
Yes.
That's very true.
Peach
that's very
cran,
true.
Cran, white cran. Like, what are you doing, cranberry? Slow it down,
can,
you slut.
I don't know if I know what the actual taste of Jack cheese is, so, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if I doesn't have a distinct taste that
it
I can
does.
Remember.
It's like a creamy. I can't describe it.
Without it sounding sexual. Yeah. But sharp cheddar, you know that taste.
You know it.
As soon as you say it, you like, your brain was, damn, that's crazy. I immediately
sharp
thought of it. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I don't want it on my pizza or my lasagna.
Low key. You right.
Yeah.
That's all
or
mozzarella.
My tacos.
Yeah, mozzarella.
What do you put on your tacos?
Provolone if you're.
No, I put cheese. I don't put sharp cheddar.
What do you put?
the Mexican blend Mexican that Kroger decides is appropriate.
We just accept the term Mexican blend. Mexican we don't blend, know what the hell
nacho
is in there.
Blend. I don't know what the fuck is in there, but it goes on the tacos.
What cheese would you kill? What cheese would you discontinue?
Monster could go.
Monster, but okay.
Monster can go. Mm-hmm.
Don't you dare speak bad about blue cheese.
Blue cheese can go. No, blue cheese can get the on, fuck up out of here.
Don't act like that.
Blue cheese
crumbles though.
Blue cheese can get out of here on a 10 speed with a chain keep popping, and it ain't no seat on that bitch.
The crumble is pretty good though.
You know what? I don't want to. I don't want to cause uprising between the black and the brown people. But that goddamn cojita. What is it?
Cotija.
Cotija.
Yeah.
Oh, it could go. Crumbly, I don't need it.
Is that the crumbly
one? It's
ones?
The one that go on the Mexican street tacos. I don't need it.
This the one they put on the corn.
Yeah, I don't need
oh,
it.
Oh, then we need it.
Yeah,
I don't need it.
We need
like,
it
there's
for the
other,
corn,
there's
though.
Other options mm. that it's just...
Is crema a crema a cheese? The one that they use?
Like
yeah, la crema?
Is it more like a sour cream type of thing? Crema, yeah. It seems like, I feel like it's in the cheese family.
It's
like
in the dairy family.
American is good.
It's nah, American cream. Can get the fuck up out of here too. Outside of grilled
so long.
Cheese,
versus sour cream.
And yeah, you don't even need from grilled cheese. You can do a grilled cheese with cheddar or sharp cheddar. You don't need American. Yeah, American, not even cheese, bro.
American is good for sandwiches though.
All right,
oh, you people. Have to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's get the fuck up out of here, man.
All right, well.
Save shit.
It's a funny
save
ending,
cheddar, man.
All right, well, you have to go. So.
Yeah, let's get the fuck up out of here.
Well, let's shut this on down.
Vanessa Graddick, what you got coming up that people should look out for, and where can they find it at?
You can find everything that I'm doing on social media. I'm at Vanessa Graddick on all platforms, VanessaGraddick. Mm-hmm. I will, at the end of May, be back in Vegas at the Comedy Cellar.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. When does this air?
2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Okay, so... May 26th at the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm back again in July.
Mm-hmm.
And then watch the podcast, which you will be a guest on for season yep. 3. I yep. am producing a podcast for Ida Rodriguez called Say What You Mean.
Okay.
And it's on all platforms. Tahir will be a guest in this upcoming season. It's going to be dope. And just follow me. And I just wrote a book, so I'm looking for publishing right now.
Oh, that's
and,
fine. Congratulations, man.
And Hippie and I are going to do a
podcast. Just slip that in there like it wasn't a big deal. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's exciting. It'll be more exciting when I get a check for it.
So, still exciting.
Vanessa Graddick everywhere.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. As always, I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next time on another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.